Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what today is?
No.
Are you superstitious?
Yes! Oh my God! Yes! Yes!
Are you not superstitious at all?
Seriously, what?
Why do you ask?
Friday the 13th. Ready for that?
Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th.
Superstitious nonsense.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Why should I be?
Why should I be afraid?
Because you're superstitious.
Folks are superstitious.
You know I'm not superstitious.
In that case,
let the fun begin!
Yep, let the fun begin. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty, show number 1845.
Yes, correct.
1845. It is Friday the 13th.
Yes, it is.
For all those people that are worried about Friday the 13th being superstitious.
Yeah, that's the least of your worries.
I think so.
Yeah.
With everything else.
A ladder is the least of your worries.
Walking under a ladder.
Yes.
Breaking a mirror.
Yeah.
Running into a black cat.
Yeah.
Stepping on a crack.
Yeah. Today's a good luck day. Make it a good luck day.
That's what we're going to try and do.
Jeez.
Well, the big news, there was a lot of news yesterday,
yes,
but of course, locally, Governor Sisolak claiming and saying it's a state of emergency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what does that mean for us? John Schaefer, a little bit later on, next half hour, will be in studio, and he'll clear that up. Also, a little bit later on this half hour, those tickets for Don Felder, we'll give those away. So be listening for your chance to win that. Anything else we need to know?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that we probably need to know. But you know what? Everybody, you know, it does. It does. I love how our country comes together, though, and our state and our city, and somebody on Facebook Live. Well, there's no sports to watch. I said, well, then everybody do yourself a favor, even if you're staying home on your own. Invest in one of them. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Disney Plus, something. Buy one. Just buy one.
They came out with a whole list of things to do.
Yeah,
and TV shows and movies to watch.
I've even got playlists for you if want specific music.
Morning shower is going to be cloudy today, off and on, high in the low 60s. Over the weekend, partly cloudy, a little breezy, high in the mid to upper 60s, 54 now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
In all of this, there are some people doing some good things out there for the people who are affected by this. I'll tell you about two of them in particular.
All right, more on that, some other stories. After Twisted Sister, and we're not going to take it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
That's super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, basically, every professional sport has been shut down indefinitely by the coronavirus. NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, NCAA, Major League Soccer, even the XFL. Oh, well. The only people happy about this are the Houston Astros and their fans, I'm pretty sure. Like, oh, my God. Thank God. The two biggest live events companies, AEG Live Nation. Now, if you're holding tickets to some of their shows, they have postponed all of their major concerts until at least April as of now. So, not clear when they will reschedule or what they will do about refunds, but they will. But this is just happening now, so just hang tight on that. Now, people are making some really cool playlists and quarantine-themed Spotify playlists and Pandora playlists. One of them is called COVID-19 Quarantine Party. Another more upbeat one is called Coronavirus Intensifies. And if you want more relaxing, and it's pretty good, actually, Coronavirus Beats to Chill, Hide in My Room, too. It's really pretty good, actually. Morty, you should check that one out. Kevin Love of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's offered up $100,000 to make sure the team's arena and support staff is not left hanging in the wake of you know, the league shutdown.
Right.
And also, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said he will take care of things.
There's going to be hourly employees that aren't working. And so we talked again this morning with our folks at the AAC and getting the numbers. We have a program where the next four would have been Mav games. We'll pay our hourly employees as if they worked.
That's great. That's good. At least some people will be compensated. You know, it's no one's fault, that's for sure, you know.
Think what you might about Mark Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, his run-ins with, you know, the NBA and the refs and everything else.
Yeah.
But he seems to take, if you're in that loop, he seems to take care of you.
He does. Yeah. I would like him to be the next basketball commissioner. I really would. Well, I think he should take it. I do. No, no. I mean, I've thought that for a long time.
Right?
I know he owns a team.
Okay.
I know he owns a team, but I think, I don't know. I think he's crazy sensible.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Okay.
You're sensibly crazy, either or. For now, that's my take. Sponsored by Dillard's, the style of your life.
All week long, giving you a chance to go see former Eagle Don Felder. This show is not until May, but if you want the tickets, text now your name to 702-739-9636.
Feel good in the morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so the big headlines, of course, for the last couple of weeks has been coronavirus. And one of the things that they're saying, especially as you go through your everyday routine, be cleaner. Try and be cleaner. Wash your hands.
Yes.
And they say wash your hands for about 20 seconds.
Right.
At least for about 20 seconds.
Yes.
And then they came out with this list of songs that would help you wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Right.
We played some of those, but here's something that a production company put together.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of fancy schmancy.
Yes, it is.
So listen to this.
One, two, three. Wash your hands, your hands. It just takes 20 seconds. Wash your hands, your hands. It's for your own protection. No exceptions, no objections. So make such a nice impression. No infection if you only wash your hands.
Now that goes 20 seconds, which is cute.
Okay, right.
Nice, well-produced, and everything else.
Yeah.
Now, it reminds me of the song when our grandson would stay overnight, Ethan, and Jody would help him brush his teeth.
Right.
Brush your teeth, that little nursery thing.
Yes, brush.
So we've gone more grassroots.
Yeah. Are we releasing these?
I would like to.
Well, release them. Well, we should. I think we should maybe a preview, but I think we should release these online so people have them.
All right.
You know, at home.
For instance, this is one from the Culture Club.
Right.
That we think might work for you.
Yes.
20 seconds long.
It'll get you through, though.
All right, here's one you like. Bon Jovi, if you're a Bon Jovi fan.
Okay, all right.
Very basic, very grassroots.
Okay.
And then John, Carla kind of went on her own, did a solo thing. You wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. Like you said, Carla, we'll post those on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website at 96.3kklz.com.
May make you never want to leave your house again, too. So that would help as well.
But you have clean hands.
Yes. Mitch Braun is the winner of the tickets for Don Felder. Don Felder in May 23rd, going to be at the Green Valley Ranch Grand Event Center. These tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So we will have so that should be a good concert. We've seen him before.
Yeah, excellent.
So congratulations, Mitch Braun, the winner. Marvin's on the phone. What's up, Marvin?
I was just calling because you guys were talking about that dog that laughed.
Yes.
His name's Muttley.
There you go.
We weren't even close.
Yeah, I know. Snidely whiplash. Wait a minute. Thank you.
But he had that laugh.
Yes.
Yeah, from the Wacky Racers.
God, that's right.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're good, Marvin. You're good. Ooh-wee. Yeah, well, that'll be something I can watch at home.
Yeah. Marvin, have a great
good
day.
Good one.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, if you're looking for something to binge watch. Here's a little bit of what the dog we were talking about. Wacky Racers,
that's right.
Forgot about that cartoon, but that's what that was all about. So, and Muttley, right?
Yep, Muttley.
Marvin, thank you very much for the call. Friday the 13th, everybody's going,
exactly,
really?
That's
what we have to worry about is Friday the 13th?
Yeah, let's not worry so much about that.
I have more things to worry about than being just superstitious.
I know, and that's the thing. I'm not superstitious. I've never been superstitious.
Here's the thing, and you and I were texting back and forth yesterday. You were going out looking for wipes, Lysol, hand lotion.
Yeah.
And
I didn't want to stock up. I just wanted to buy a thing of it.
See, that's what I don't understand. Why are people, like for water, for example, water.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand maybe a couple of weeks worth.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
A couple of cases, maybe four at the most.
Uh-huh.
Why are people stocking up, just grabbing as much as they can?
I think, like Morty said off the air, that, go ahead,
I think people are worried that the water is going to be tainted.
Yeah.
And so they're stocking up with extra water so they can use it to cook.
Right.
You know, wash your hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, when you cook, usually you can, boil, whatever's out of that, there, out of it. But still, I get it. Listen, when I was at the store, and I hadn't seen this firsthand, I know a lot of people have, and one woman, she had two shopping carts, and just full of toilet paper, which they had on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And cases of water. And she is running through the store they're closing in 2 minutes. And she was rude. Not so much two people just trying to get through. Just plain rude. It was just ridiculous. And people, take it down a notch. Just try to at least be nice as you're hoarding everything from everyone.
Has anybody else run into this where you go into a store and you just want to get what you need?
Yeah.
Or what you think you need for a couple of weeks. They're saying... Stock up for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
At the most.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you do that, or do you see these people just taking pallets out?
And it is that thing where again, if you choose to, stay in for the next couple of weeks, maybe your work has told you to stay home for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You should have some food.
Yeah.
And that would be like frozen vegetables and kind of non-perishables, rice and beans and pasta, things like that.
Pop-Tarts.
Yes. Okay. Morty's good. Morty's good.
All of a sudden, we're not laughing at Morty. Sunshine today. Well, actually, clouds today. Rain. I'm just trying to be positive. High in the low 60s, mid to upper 60s over the weekend. They say partly cloudy, windy. So we'll see what happens. 54 outside right now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a survey has revealed that, and we were just talking about Friday the 13th, a lot of people, there are about 30% of the people out there who will not leave their house anyhow on Friday the 13th. 80% of those people said, yes, I'm superstitious. Or 80% of people, I should say. They're very superstitious.
Yeah.
Now, some people out there, about a third of the population on average, said, yes, I have a pair of lucky socks, I have a pair of lucky pants, and I have a lucky coin. And I do believe that it wards off bad luck. So, if you have a lucky coin, if you have one of those. I had a friend who had a wheat penny from the year that her grandfather was born and always carried that with her.
Not to be creepy, but we've talked about this before, and women have admitted, I have a lucky bra, I have lucky panties.
Yeah, well, that's not Friday the 13th lucky. That's different.
You don't even wear those on the 13th? Okay, I don't know.
No, that's just a good Friday or Saturday night out, Mike. That's hopefully that's what that is. Yes, Muttley. Okay. Hey, Starbucks might be making some changes due to the coronavirus. Some stores will offer mobile orders. Other stores will close completely. Some locations will probably just be doing drive-through ordering. each store will determine what they feel they need to do. But do, you know, check it out before you decide to go in somewhere.
Right.
Maybe drive through and see what it is that they are doing. And, of course, you knew it was coming. Hackers using the coronavirus to steal people's personal information. Emails. They tell the recipient to do there's a coronavirus map you can look at to see the outbreak in your specific area.
Yeah.
But if you click on it, it malware is downloaded and your computer is a mess, and boom goes your personal information. Do not do it. You want information? Look it up. Look it up.
Or go to our website.
Yes.
Where we have a page.
Yes.
That will keep you updated on what's going on.
Yeah.
From day to day.
Exactly.
96.3 KKLZ.com. Earlier, we were talking about situations, various situations throughout the valley at grocery stores and the club stores and stuff like that. And people just grabbing as much as they can and basically hoarding.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of taking what you think you might need. Now, the experts have said, you know, for 2 weeks, stock up what you think you might need for 2 weeks.
Sure.
And leave some for the other people that actually might need some of these supplies.
Yeah, I'm not the big stock up person. I mean, I'll have things for a little bit, but, you know, people who don't, leave something. Interesting. Tim said, Mike and Carl, I'll have you know that ever since, this is nice. Thank you, Tim. You first mentioned a couple of weeks ago the washing the hands and humming the chorus.
Yeah.
I'm still doing that in my head.
Oh.
You know, he said it's, you know what, some good songs, why not? Thank you for taking heed, Tim. Appreciate that. Now, I also, hold on here, we're bouncing around. Michael said, wow, I'm just trying to get what I need. And these morons are acting like it's the Walking Dead out there.
Yeah.
Keep this in mind, people. He said, remember, as you're hoarding all the soap, you need other people to be able to wash their hands to prevent the spread of the virus as well.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind, because if you have it all, that's not going to protect you from the guy next to you.
Morty, off the air, you brought up a good point. You had read where somebody said you should also have aspirin, ibuprofen.
Yeah. It was an RN that just posted saying just some advice.
Right.
Get ibuprofen, get Tylenol. And they said to get the lower milligrams, not the higher ones, because they make you want to drink more water.
Right.
So get the lower ones.
Yeah. I think like ibuprofen and all that, they only sell like
up to like 500 or something.
I don't even know if they go that high.
But they were saying get like the 200 milligram ones.
I mentioned that on Facebook Live too with that ibuprofen, Tylenol.
Okay.
Some zinc, maybe even get some cough medicine just in case. You
Chrissy's
know?
On the phone. Chrissy, what's up?
Well, okay, I was listening to the Wagners this morning because I watched their news broadcast.
Yes.
And he's so funny. Oh, my gosh. He's gorgeous and he's funny.
They're actually good friends of ours.
Yeah.
They are. I've heard that. But they said that this is not a death thing.
Right.
Okay? And people are making it seem like they're going to die.
Well, because people have. But that's probably why.
But I get what she's saying.
Yeah, no, I know it. I know.
That, you know?
Yeah,
I
know.
Okay, well, it's just the flu. And
right.
No, you add two more viruses to the flu. I mean, my husband was had the flu, and my son is going, you've got the coronavirus.
That's
another problem.
I don't have the coronavirus.
Chrissy, we got to get going.
Thank you so much, honey. We got some other calls. Sure. Thank you, my dear.
All right, Celeste is on the phone. What's up, Celeste?
Well, I just wanted to say about the water issue. My kids still go to the Clark County School District, which has not closed, and they have to take water bottles for PE, and all of this water hoarding has put them in an issue where I'm not trying to water hoard, but my kids still need water bottles for school. So I wish the people would stop hoarding water, because the children who go to school still need water bottles.
Yeah, take what you think you need, but that's it.
You know, for PE, you know, they're in.
Yeah.
I told them, you know, do not drink out of the water fountain.
Right.
Do not drink out of the water fountain.
Okay.
But they need water bottles for school. What do?
I will say this. They didn't have cases in the stores yesterday. However, there are tons of just separate bottles, you know, like
the bigger bottles.
Yes.
Yeah,
there are tons of those. Everybody wants the cases, and I get it. They're smaller, they're handier, but there are bigger ones to be had, so other people go in that direction.
Celeste, have a great day. Good luck.
Thank you. You too. You guys are great.
All right. Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard.
Yeah.
There's not many movies coming out, but there are a couple, so we'll talk about that and a few other things here in a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studios. And boy, it's a weird time right now, even for movies, right?
Yeah. It's crazy.
And a lot of the big movies I know have put off their opening dates
now. Quiet Place 2. I mean, they did the junk for that already. That's going to be a huge film. The new Fast and Furious.
Wow,
so
they're discussing.
Everything I do has been taken away.
You have a lot of free time.
Yes,
you have no idea how much free time I have.
They're discussing the Cannes Film Festival as well.
Right, and there's no refunds on any of this stuff.
But if you're going to go to see a movie this weekend,
this is it. I have a feeling this is your chance. We have a movie called Bloodshot, which is Vin Diesel starring as this Marine, and his wife have been killed by terrorists. But he's resurrected back to life through a scientist and his nanotechnology played by Guy Pearce, one of my favorite actors.
I love him.
And this is based on the Valiant comic book series. And I remember reading this, you know, 20-something years ago, almost like a RoboCop for the 21st century, because he's a biotech weapon and this nanotechnology, and you've seen the trailer for it. You know, anytime he gets hurt or damaged, it repairs him instantly.
Right.
Also, he's got the super strength and super all these great abilities. But there's one problem. They can't seem to erase his memory. So he's on this vengeful mission to get the people that killed him and his wife.
Oh,
and so he keeps going off and so doing these incredible things. You know, the story's kind of like, it's a little slow in parts, but the action is unbelievable. I have not seen a movie like this with incredible special effects where I said to myself, how in the world did they do this? So, and
that's
I love Vin Diesel, so I hope this is a franchise film.
Okay.
Because I want to see Bloodshot come back.
And the other movie?
The other movie is a controversial movie. They've delayed it for six months. It's called The Hunt. It's from Blumhouse Studios, who gave us The Invisible Man and all these great horror films. And it's a take on The Most Dangerous Game and Hunger Games, where they take a group of people and they wake up somewhere in the middle of Arkansas and they're being hunted. Ugh. But they give them all these different weapons at the very beginning.
Right.
The thing is, it's a satire. It's got humor in it. And it's also a political statement.
Wow.
Because it's about, I want to say, conservative versus liberal.
Right.
And I'm not going to give away too much of it. But Betty Gilpin, who's the star of the movie, she is fantastic. But don't get attached to a lot of the characters because you never know what's going to happen.
Oh, man.
Not only do they die, but they die horrifically.
Oh, geez.
Where I must have shouted out three or four times in the theater, like, you know, just like that really took me off guard. I love The Hunt.
So follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend. I don't know what image people get in their minds when they hear that song.
Right.
I know it's of the 80s and probably one of the more iconic songs.
Oh yeah.
But what movie comes to mind? What character comes to mind?
Right.
Or what fashion comes to mind when you hear that song?
Hairstyle.
Hairstyle.
Right?
It just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, we should tell people that today, later today, the Garth Brooks tickets go on sale. Now, this concert's not until August.
Right.
This is the first big major event at Allegiant Stadium. We've all watched it be built, and you're thinking to yourself, man, I can't wait. I'll go to anything that they're going to have. Well, who better to open it than Garth Brooks? And Garth, people want you to know, if you have that... what is it, the existing Ticketmaster account?
Right.
That you should go to Ticketmaster, refresh your account, or to create an account, all you have to do is go to Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks and click on Insider Tips.
Good.
But they go on sale at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
For Garth Brooks, you know they're going to go fast.
People are sitting by their computers.
And then I got this, I think it's an email. Hold on, I'll have to find it. You know, Garth Brooks, they got this down. Or there's more to you probably know more about this. There's a waiting room. You can go in a Ticketmaster waiting room.
Yes.
Ahead
of the time that it's supposed to go on sale.
Yeah.
An hour before.
Yeah.
Yes. A friend of mine did that with a concert recently.
Yeah.
So but we're just all waiting.
Yeah,
just
but it
waiting
just it randomly picks
but then,
you.
Yeah.
So someone could go in the waiting room 10 seconds before it goes live and they get in before everyone else.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there are times when I miss those days where you had to stand in line at the Smiths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I want to read something real quick. Somebody wrote in, I have a CPAP mask that's for reading.
Yeah.
For sleeping.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you need that to breathe a little better. I need distilled water, and I need Clorox wipes to wipe it down, as do other people, and I'm having a heck of a time finding that stuff.
You know, last hour, I had mentioned you know, everybody's taking everything.
Yes.
In big Jeez. Amounts.
Yes.
And for those people that need, I mean need
right.
stuff.
Really, yes.
Like this person here.
Yes. People, there are things out there that others need. Maybe don't buy a whole, you know, four cases of water. Maybe buy two. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Man, come on. We're better than that. We're better than that.
But if anybody has some distilled water.
Yeah, seriously. If anybody does, I'm going to put you two in touch. Distilled water and Clorox wipes.
Or know.
Or something, yeah.
Or knows where they can
to
get
that.
It. So,
yes.
All right.
Jeez. People.
Cloudy today. It's about what we have this morning. It's going to go on throughout
sure
the day.
Do.
Part of cloudy, windy over the weekend. High today in the low 60s, mid to upper 60s over the weekend. It's 57 now. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in case you haven't heard, of course, all sports is shut down. NBA, that Rudy Gobert, the one who was joking, touching all the reporters' microphones and all of that, you know, coronavirus. Woo, he's apologized for that. He kind of had to. Said that he's embarrassed. Said, I had no idea I was even infected with coronavirus. I was careless, and I make no excuse. So, and another, of course, Jazz player tested positive. They are tracing it back to Rudy, of course. Other news, newest Fast and Furious sequel, F9, has been pushed back almost a year. You know, Jeff Howard is talking about some of these things. Lots of big premieres have been delayed. The live-action Mulan remake, the Marvel movie, The New Mutants, The Quiet Place Part 2, they've all been pushed back. Those are all going to be a little later in the year. You'll find out when they decide to tell you.
He also mentioned off the air about a lot, and Morty, go to some of these things.
Yes, the festivals.
The festivals, the Comic-Cons, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Yeah, yep,
have all been either canceled or postponed.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And the biggest one, San Diego, still... Haven't heard.
No, well, because they're all in hazmat suits anyhow because of the cosplay. Jeez, really? Is that
Are you being careful?
Are you trying to be careful?
No. This is my cosplay.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's San Diego. It's like right on the border of Tijuana.
Right. Yeah.
What could be worse?
I am C-3PO. Really? Are you? Okay. Oh, my God. And Rolling Stone, here you go. You want to watch something? They ranked the 50 best sci-fi TV shows of all time. Top five spots. Number one, I don't think this is a surprise, the original Star Trek. That was probably one of the first that was ever on, really. Uh-huh. The original Star Trek. Number two, Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Number three, Battlestar Galactica. Number four, Doctor Who. And number five, The Mandalorian. So
these
there
are
you
movies?
Go. These are TV shows of all time. Best,
okay.
best sci-fi TV shows.
Twilight Zone was awesome.
It sure was awesome. Yeah,
that and black other, and white.
Yeah, and that other one. What was it? Outer Limits.
Yeah.
Was that? No. Twilight Zone.
Rod Serling smoking.
Yeah, I know. Smoking a cigarette. Oh, he had to love it. I was like, oh, God. Oh.
And the black suit, skinny tie.
Oh, when I was a kid, I thought he was so handsome too. He's very handsome, and he's mysterious. I like him.
You just entered the Twilight Zone.
Mom. That's my tag sponsored by Dillard's.
I love your Twilight Zone.
The style of your life.
This has to make you feel good. You had just mentioned that person with the CPAP machine.
Yes.
How they need distilled water.
Yeah.
Wipes to clean it.
Yes. I'm not going to tell you where, but people are actually texting in and saying, please tell that person that this stuff's available. I was just there, and this stuff is available there.
Okay.
Okay? And then this is also available there. There's distilled water here, and there's a place that also has specific wipes for the CPAP machine. So just in case. But I'm not going to say where. But thank you, everyone. That's really, really nice.
And that's what we were talking about last hour, is touching on those people that have, you know, aside from the coronavirus, they have other medical issues that they've already had.
Yes, they've had them.
And they need certain items.
Yeah.
To help them through this, through what they're going through.
Right, right.
And if they can't find it because people are just taking everything off the shelf.
Yes. Listen, people, and I know you're listening because I've seen you out there. Don't be a douchebag and hoard all the stuff that you don't need. You don't need that much toilet paper. In a year, you haven't used that much toilet paper.
You know what? I asked Jody, I said, hey, listen, a couple of days ago, I said, boy, you know, when we go to our store, we're going to have to stock up on the toilet paper.
Yeah,
she laughed. Okay. She goes, we have plenty. Even as much as you use, Mike, we have plenty.
Well, TMI right there. TMI right
well,
there.
I'm just saying.
No, I know.
We
no,
have more than
it.
Enough.
Yeah, well, good.
So.
Now you got to buy pasta.
Oh.
And rice and beans.
Yes.
Stock up.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the pasta.
Oh, no. No.
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Sing it, Carla.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, I haven't heard anything about the Purple Stride event.
Right.
So I'm going to assume it's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Only because it's outdoors.
Right. Never know.
You never know, but it's outdoors. It's happening in a couple of weeks, the 21st. Now, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show team. And if you can join us, that'd be awesome. Sixth annual Purple Stride, Las Vegas, to help in the battle against pancreatic cancer. If you want to join our team, we'd love it. Walk with us, maybe pick up the pace, even run the course. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun, and it's going to be a beautiful Saturday morning on the 21st. All that information is on our website at 96.3kklz.com. John, who's going to wrap up news here in just a few, but I wanted to ask you, with the state of emergency proclaimed by the governor yesterday.
Yes.
The fifth largest school district in the country remains open.
Right. He addressed that in his speech, saying that the school districts here are monitoring everything and doing what they feel is necessary right now.
But okay.
Every school district in the state is different. So for him just to say everyone has to close is not necessary because we only seem to be having issues in Clark and Washoe counties.
At this point in time.
Yeah.
Okay. But we'll keep an eye on that. And again, thank you to everybody who texted in for that person who was looking for cleaning supplies for their CPAP.
For their CPAP and distilled water as well.
All right. Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you do need help and want more information about what's going on, updates and stuff like that, besides John here in the morning, of course.
Sure.
All that information on our homepage of the website at 96.3kklz.com. Got a woman on the phone, Carla, feeling the same frustration I am with the announcement John had about the Masters.
Really? It's oh my gosh, I have no words.
I know. Tell me about it.
I don't understand. I'm so frustrated.
Yeah. Well, if there was anything that was going to perk you back up during this time, it would have been golf.
Exactly.
I know.
Say what you will.
After I get my kids to school and my husband off, yeah, I love it. That's my number one thing to do is go golfing.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, but even less fun than that, watching golf on TV. And then if you want to take it further, you can listen to it on the radio.
Oh, my goodness. It's Christmas. Oh, my God.
I think you and my wife have something in common.
My Friday.
Thank you for indulging us. We appreciate you.
You guys have a fabulous day.
Thank you.
Friday the 13th.
See, with everything going on, there is a little ray of sunshine.
Yes,
for a lot of people,
there
I'm sure.
Sure is, Mike.
A lot of
there
girlfriends
sure
and wives. You know what? It's one thing to take the Wienermobile away when you start messing with the Masters.
What?
I know. OMD, and if you leave.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. So a guy in Florida got into an argument with somebody this past week, threw a McDonald's McDouble and a vape device at them. He's been arrested for battery.
Okay. All right.
What's going on with people?
I don't know. I don't know.
Waste of a good
McDouble. Don't know, Mike. Don't
yes.
know.
Thank you.
Jeez.
The vape, get rid of it.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go.
But don't throw the food away.
Right.
You know those tiny little white plastic tables that pizza places put in the pizza box so the cheese doesn't smash up on the roof of the box?
Yeah.
IKEA and Pizza Hut teaming up to turn those into actual tables. But right now, they're only at IKEA.
They look just like them, too. They look just like them.
They're only at IKEA and Pizza Hut locations in Hong Kong.
Yeah, okay. They look just like them.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
No chairs, just
like
tables.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe so. Maybe they'll have, I don't know, maybe they'll have little pepperoni chairs or something like that. Never know. Never know.
You know what, Carly? You're right. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to come up with pepperoni chairs for the pizza top tables.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, you know what? There are some good things going on out there in Illinois. Cop pulled over a woman for driving drunk on Saturday. She said she'd just come from her job at a strip club. Woo-hoo. And she wouldn't stop dancing. When he took her to jail, she just pulled down her shirt and flashed her breasts and kept on dancing.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know what? I'm going to go.
What? Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to go in style.
She got bars everywhere.
No touching in the champagne room, officer. Jeez. And people are now... You know, we're saying you can't buy certain things in the stores.
Yeah.
There are no gloves in a lot of stores either.
Oh, wow.
So people are wearing condoms on their fingers to avoid coronavirus. That's pretty.
Well, if that wasn't a good waste of a double cheeseburger.
Yes, exactly. Right. Bam. Oh, gosh. So I don't know. There are all different sizes out there. There are all different, you know, ways you can go and all of that stuff. So, but I did try it and I put on a ribbed one and I touched my phone and Siri moaned. It was very cute. It was very cute. Aw, Siri.
I'll give that one to you.
It is Friday. Thank God. I'm sorry. You know what? Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Yes, as we do every show, end it with a bit of good news for you to start your day. And listen, we'll all get through this virus together. Lots of good stories out there. And here, I love this, a distillery in Portland. It's called Shine Distillery. They've been using a byproduct from their distilling process to make hand sanitizer, and they're giving it away for free. The first thing that comes out when you're making beer, it's not meant for drinking, but the alcohol in it is really, really high. The content is high. So they used to use it as a cleaning product, wipe stuff down, things like that. The owner said, no, you know what? Why don't we just use this for something good? They're not selling it. They can't. They don't even want to because that's a whole different thing. But they want to get it out there. They can give it away for free as much as they want as long as they don't make any medical claims or anything like that. It's a mixture of 80% alcohol, a little bit of water, and there's a xanthan gum to thicken it a little bit. So it's well above the CDC's recommendation of 60%. To kill the virus. Now, they don't know how long it'll be, you know, available before they run out, but they're doing what they can. And if you want to come by, they will give you some of that. This
I
is
like
up
it.
In Portland. Shine Distillery.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about those businesses that people will remember. Oh, I remember you. You're the one that jacked up the prices on everything.
Exactly.
I think I'll shop somewhere else.
Yeah.
People like that. You'd go, you know what? I remember those people during that time.
Yeah.
They gave out free this or that.
I know.
I'd be more likely to buy beer if I drank beer. I'd be more likely to go buy beer from that person.
Go there. That's right. That's right. And listen, we've got a lot of places in town. Maybe they'll do it. Maybe they'll do it. You know, especially if they're making their own. Maybe they'll do it.
And one step further, if they get the okay to produce this on a regular basis, I'd be more willing to buy it.
You're darn right. Same here.
After they do.
Same
what
here.
They do, so.
I love it.
That's a great story. If you have a feel-good story, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or, better yet, we've done this before. If you have a superhero locally doing good,
please
give us a call. Give us your own version, 702-739-9636. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. Well, the Wash Your Hands song.
Yes.
We had a few of our own, which we'll put all of them on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up through our website. That way you can have them at your disposal, use them with the kids. I think we did,
we did like three of them, I think, Mike.
Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer. Did, what else?
Africa.
Karma Chameleon. Africa. Yeah.
So there's
we got a few of them there.
All right. Water hoarding. We talked about this before. And we'll mention it again. Just take what you need.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be a water whore.
Especially for those other people that are trying to take care of the other situation they might be in that has nothing to do with coronavirus.
No, real things.
Okay. And by the way, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, just a couple of new movies coming out this weekend. And if you want to go out to the movies, then check the review.
Yes, and check your listings and just make sure that they're open.
However, the After Show podcast, Jeff actually talked about things you might want to watch on Netflix, Hulu, and some of those other satellite services that you might want to get if you're going to just stay home. All right, Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Otherwise, do have a great day, great weekend. Be careful, be safe, and we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.